Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Tatum, entrepreneur in residence at Florida State University at the Entrepreneur Global Entrepreneur Institute there. He's also chairman of the board of Newport Board Group. Doug, you got a website you want to give us?
Yeah, just go to Newport Board Group.
All right, dot com. Mm-hmm. And the book is No Man's Land, Wherever Books Are Sold by Doug Tatum. Doug, here's a question for you. Let's talk about your young charges there at FSU that you teach entrepreneurship to. How are they feeling about the entrepreneurial landscape? If they graduate with a degree in entrepreneurship, do they believe that the soil is fertile for them, or whether they believe it or not, is it?
Well, you know, I think that you know, there's always a little bit of optimism in youth, but I do think that they have to understand, because their peers are having difficulty, and it's just not FSU. I mean, I've taught in a number of universities and some elite ones around the world, actually. It's a different world, and I will tell you, FSU has done one thing I think spectacularly right. We got a large gift from Miss Jim Moran and $100 million to establish an entrepreneurial school outside of a business school, Jim. Because what it allowed us to do at FSU is to open up courses on entrepreneurship to everyone in the university. So you could be a biology major, you could be a psychology major, you could be an English literature major, and come over and you can get a minor in entrepreneurship, where we expose you to the capital markets, to
And that's great, Doug, and I'm obviously that's a wonderful thing to happen. But Doug, I called in 1998, I started calling the 21st century the century of the entrepreneur. I said the 20th century was the century of the major corporation. The 21st century is going to be the century of the entrepreneur, and I thought it was going to be. I felt that way up until 2009. And now I'm wondering, Doug, you can't grow entrepreneurship with 1% to 2% growth.
No, well, and let me say this. I would suggest to you that, trust me, as you well know, I've been up to D.C. and policy things. What the politicians have got to understand is that the transition from small business, what I call human scale, built around the entrepreneur, to financial scale, happens at around 20 to 100 employees, and that's where we are killing these businesses with regulatory.
That's right. That's right.
Overreach.
Not only that, though, Doug. From 1 to 20 employees, you've got to have economic churn in an economy for some of those crumbs to fall off the table for small business owners to start a business with.
You got it, and you got to have. Trust me, as you indicated, you know, a rising tide raises all boats.
Yeah.
There's no way to predict, unlike the government tries to do sometimes, who the winners are going to be. So what you've got to do is you've got to have a big, frothy milkshake out
the
there.
Churn.
That a lot of folks a churn that the winners can float to
That's
the
right.
top.
The big guys are going to belly up to the table and dine, and there's nothing a little guy can do about it. But we can hang around the edge of the table and the smart ones pick up the right pieces and wind up getting a seat at the table. But until then, if we don't have that kind of churn, those kinds of crumbs falling off the table, you're not going to have a growth in entrepreneurship in America.
Yeah, crony capitalism is not the same thing as
capitalism. That's exactly
right. And that crony capitalism allows larger or more intact organizations to stiff arm innovation.
And what you're calling crony capitalism, Doug, I call oligarchs.
Yeah.
Is it any different between them and the Russian oligarchs?
It's an extreme version of crony capitalism.
Hey, Doug, you want to give us the FSU website?
Well, you could certainly go look at the Jim Moran Institute and the FSU School of Entrepreneurship.
Somebody want to send their kid there excited. And tell them to when they get there, look up Professor Doug Tatum. Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Doug Tatum, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Doug joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.